Good morning. It is 9 a.m. on Thursday, February 3rd. This is Yahoo Finance Live. I'm Julie Hyman. Brian Suzzi right there next to me. He is down at the NASDAQ once again today. And speaking of the NASDAQ, take a look at futures here this morning. We are seeing a deep drop in futures, in NASDAQ futures in particular. They're pulling back by nearly 3%. S&P futures and Dow futures also feeling some pain. But of course, what's going on in the NASDAQ has to do with technology, and it has squarely to do with Facebook. Shares of Meta, of course, the parent company of Facebook, plunging by a historic amount after the company missed on earnings, warned of competition, and said headwinds would continue into the next quarter. We'll have the latest as the company drags not just on its shares, but on the tech sector overall. Spotify sinking as well, but don't blame Joe Rogan. Guidance spooked Wall Street, the company warning of subscriber slowdown ahead. One analyst will tell us why he's still a fan of the stock and of Facebook, for that matter. That's coming up a bit later in the show. And not just hodling, but adding. Michael Saylor of MicroStrategy on why his firm bought more Bitcoin and where he thinks the price is going. But first, let's dig into those numbers from Meta. Meta Platforms, as the company is now formally known. Those shares this morning are down by 23%. If it does drop by that amount in the regular session, that will be the biggest single day drop ever for shares of Facebook. The prior drop that we saw was about 19%. In July of 2018, after an earnings report. This drop, by the way, would erase more than $200 billion in market value. And why is it happening? Well, take your pick of why it's happening. The company coming out with earnings per share in the fourth quarter that missed estimates. We did see revenue beat estimates by a little bit, but that's not helping matters because revenue forecast for the current quarter of $27 billion to $29 billion compares with a more than $30 billion that analysts had been predicting. Also, monthly active users, not really seeing any growth at 2.91 billion. And the company also, losing daily active users. So, Brian Suzzi, just wherever you look, billion.
I don't want to look, Julie. It's bad. It's bad. This is a true earnings shock from a company like Meta, given its scale, its size. Where was this warning that this was coming 3 months ago from CEO Mark Zuckerberg? Could they have put anything on that third quarter earnings call to prevent investors that are holding this stock from getting absolutely slaughtered today? The onus is on them. That is a disappointing job by Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg and really even the CFO of the company to really give any guidance that this stuff might happen. So what stuff did happen? Looking at the numbers, the family of apps, obviously that is Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, operating profit margins down 600 basis points year over year. That is a trend or a happening, if you will, that has not been the norm at Facebook since the company was founded many years ago by Mark Zuckerberg. Also, too, fourth quarter ad impression growth down 6% year over year in North America, Julie. Heard Zuckerberg on the call last night really mentioned TikTok. Now, I've never heard on earnings calls a Coca-Cola mention Pepsi or vice versa. So to hear Mark Zuckerberg highlight the growth in TikTok as a key contributor in this disappointing quarter and outlook was also shocking.
Yeah, and it's shocking in part because we have seen analysts remain so resolutely positive on the company. Now, there's one who just actually cut his recommendation finally. That's the J.P. Morgan analyst who covers the company. He cut his rating for the first time since the IPO. But a lot of these folks, they're cutting price targets. There are a lot of price target cuts this morning, but not a lot of downgrades.
No, 82% of the analysts that cover Facebook / Meta on the street, they have rated the stock buy. And to your point, we're seeing a lot of analysts come out here this morning, defend Facebook, really trying to write off 2022 as if it doesn't even exist. Things will get better in 2023, 2024. I even heard some analysts talk about 2025 and what Facebook is doing in the metaverse, and that's all great. But the stock is declining majorly today because there are concerns about the company's fundamentals this year. And can they grow in a world where Apple is cracking down in terms of privacy and in a world where TikTok just seemingly is growing through the roof?
Yeah, TikTok is something that Mark Zuckerberg brought up multiple times on the call as being an issue. And he talked about sort of bringing Reels, which is Instagram's answer to TikTok. He talked about bringing that up to speed, but that is not yet proving to be a formidable enough competitor to TikTok. And then, of course, there's the whole metaverse play, right? The company, for the first time, disclosing what it is spending effectively on what it calls Facebook Reality Labs. That includes the metaverse and virtual reality efforts. So the company said it had an operating loss of $3.3 billion. Again, that's the first time they've disclosed this, and they're going to keep spending there, as we know. So will investors be patient with them if there's a period of slowing growth in the core business while they try to ramp up the metaverse business? That remains to be seen, but today it's not a great indicator on that front. There is another issue that was a huge issue for Facebook in this quarter, and to discuss more about that, I want to bring in our Dan Howley, who covers tech for us. It has to do with the Apple tracking changes. Good morning, Dan. And basically, when you're on your Facebook app on an Apple device, it says, do you want to be tracked on this particular app? If you say no, that provides presents some issues. And it seems like that definitely presented some issues for Facebook in this last quarter, Dan.
That's right, Julie. Actually, Sheryl Sandberg had said that it'll cost the company $10 billion this year, this new privacy change that Apple is rolled out. This isn't new, by the way. This is from iOS 14.5. We're on iOS 15, just to give you an idea. And really what this does is it blocks websites, apps from being able to track your activity across the web. So if you do get a notification when you download an app and you say, do not track, then it will have a less effective means of measuring ad capabilities. And so that means that advertisers are less likely to want to spend on something like Facebook and more likely to spend on something like Google. And here's why. Because Google is a search engine, and search engines are basically exempt from this kind of privacy rule that Apple has. So you can go into the browser, do a search, and Google will still get that information. Now, Facebook as an app on its own, that will not be able to grab that kind of detailed data. So that's why Google wasn't as hurt where Alphabet wasn't as hurt as we're seeing Facebook parent Meta being hurt here. And there's a few other things. As you said, they lost users, daily active users. They added a few monthly active users on Facebook, just 2 million. That's barely moving the needle here. And then the Facebook family of apps, that's WhatsApp, Instagram, Messenger, that only added 5 million as far as daily active users and 7 million as far as monthly active users. That is the slowest growth that we've seen for the company in some time. The metaverse, as you said, that, you know, analysts can discuss that as much as they want, but Zuckerberg himself has said that that's 10 years out, and it's still going to cost billions of dollars for them. They said they were spending $10 billion at least in 2021 on it, and we've seen in this earnings that they started reporting Reality Labs that the amount that they're spending is just going to continue to balloon over time. And then outside of that, we just have the general idea that will Facebook be able to come back from these privacy issues? Sheryl Sandberg had said it's a years-long process. So this isn't something that's going to change overnight. They really have to recalibrate and optimize their ad technology, and it's going to take a while. So that's why you're seeing a lot of these issues. And it's not just Facebook. It seems to be bleeding over into the other major social networks and ad-dependent companies like Facebook and Meta.
Dan, I want to stay on that number. $10 billion headwind, Meta says it will have this year because of these Apple privacy changes. $10 billion, essentially up in smoke because of moves made out of Apple and CEO Tim Cook. If I'm an investor, if I've been holding Meta shares, I need to know when will Facebook overcome these challenges? Are we sitting here 3 months from now and then Facebook is outlining an $11 billion headwind? When can this company overcome this?
Yeah, I mean, look, Sheryl Sandberg laid it out. She said this is a years-long process. Now, the ad tracking and the ad optimization, there's two different things there. She did say that they're doing better in one aspect but not the other. But this is something that really, you know, I mean, Facebook was lobbying against these changes to iOS for a while. They took out a full-page ad in newspapers saying that this is going to hurt small businesses. Sheryl Sandberg specifically said that during the call, saying, look, larger businesses aren't going to be as impacted, but smaller businesses will be more impacted because their ads won't get to the right people that need to see what they're offering as far as products go. And so that could undermine their own revenue. So this is something that's going to take quite a while to shake out. And I think that's why you're seeing this kind of move from investors. This is, you know, I mean, to say this is a shellacking is an understatement. And just to, you know, keep going as far as they are now, I mean, you got to guess that they've got to have something up their sleeve. And that really is the metaverse. But as I said, Zuckerberg himself, 10 years away. So what do you do in that meantime?
Dan, really quickly here, you mentioned some of the other companies that are taking a hit today. You've got Snap down, you've got Pinterest down. There could be implications for Amazon as well. There's one company that wasn't affected by this. That's Alphabet, Google, right? Just really quickly, why wasn't it affected when everybody else seems to be?
Yeah, it really comes down to the fact that they get a lot of their data from YouTube and from Google Search. And that's really the big driver there. And because they're a search engine, because people are typing directly into that app, into their browser and using the search aspect there, they're basically exempt from this. So it doesn't hurt them as badly. And so when you look between the two companies, we're kind of looking apples to oranges at this point, no pun intended with the Apple part. But it really is cracking down on the social side rather than the search side. And that's why Alphabet is doing better as far as being able to get the ads. Plus, I mean, look, they have so much data already that they're able to just pull from that essentially.
Right, exactly. Okay, thanks so much for breaking all of that down for us, Dan Halley. Got to turn to another